45 degrees at 8:57. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. We bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
And what are we seeing so far on this Tuesday?
We're seeing mixed corn. Again, corn's been mixed the last few days, up a little, down a little. 2.5 cent range yesterday. Today, for a long time, it was a 1 cent range. We're in about a 1.75 to 2 cent range today. Corn's down 0.5 to 0.75. Beans, after being down early, are now up 2 to 3. Bean harvest came in yesterday at 90%. So the bin doors are pretty well shut on beans and not many left to harvest. Corn harvest came in, I think, a little better than expected at 70%, but that's still 4 million bushels out in the 4 billion bushels out in the field. But because harvest has been held up by weather and the high moisture in the northern tier, we still don't have too much pressure on corn. It is going to be a huge crop, but when we get it in, maybe we'll see more. But right now, corn just can't get anywhere to the upside or downside. We can't make new lows, but we get over 50 and then go back to only 3 or 4 off the lows, and that's where we're sitting today. Beans were up nicely a couple days ago and then down and then up. They've been back and forth, but again, 90% harvested. Good bean yields, good usage. Yesterday, 91.5 million shipped came in yesterday for the last week. The week before that, it was 98 million bushels. So we've got good usage on the beans. Corn, not as good a usage. South America's got more corn for selling than and at cheaper prices. So that's also weighing on the corn a little bit. But again, corn only down 0.5. Beans up 2 to 3. We expect that to kind of continue. Corn sideways and beans gradually moving back up with harvest almost over.
All right, Pete. Well, we appreciate the update.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart joining us from Bates Commodities over in Normal. And speaking of Normal, Illinois, the Farm Assets Conference coming up on the 21st of November. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. You can buy your tickets today for the all-day event in Normal at willag.org or by calling 800-898-1065. Cost on those just $35. Again, details online at willag.org. Quick check of current conditions and a dry week, but a cool week here in East Central Illinois right now in Bloomington Normal. Still just at 36 degrees with a wind out of the north at 16 miles per hour. 41 degrees in Decatur, 40 in Danville, 45 in Charleston, Mattoon, 44 degrees right now in Rantoul, and 45 degrees in Urbana. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, sky's mostly cloudy, a high of 49 degrees. That northeast wind will be a little nippy today at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight down to a low of 32 degrees and mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow with a high of 47. A little more sunshine for Thursday with a high of 48. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 45 degrees at 9 o'clock.